Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we're upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. How is everybody doing on this full moon in Cancer? It's very exciting with all the changes. We're going through huge planetary and universal changes. Starting with November of 2024 into April of 2025, every full moon is at 29 degrees, the crisis level. Monday, tomorrow, is the January 13th full moon in Cancer. Of course, you're already feeling the energies. This full moon represents the return of the light because it's the first full moon since the winter solstice. It comes every year after the heavy storms. The heaviest ones are the LA fires that we've just been through, although I'm questioning if all of them were natural or torched. I feel it's a little bit of both. However, this won't be reported in the media because of the power of the insurance companies. There's a difference between financial payouts with an act of God and vandalism. The insurance companies have to pay out for vandalism. So, for so long, we have been lied to all over the media. My friends, who lost everything in Paradise, California a few years ago, have yet to be paid out for their loss. I have been feeling everyone needs to get out of California for years because I had seen these fires and thought China would be dropping a bomb. In my vision, they looked just like a bomb had been dropped. I saw the fires and the catastrophic disaster, clear as could be, just had the wrong reasons. Now, we're not going to be lied to anymore. Get ready for this year. It's going to be amazing. 2025 will be a year we will never forget. The days of avoidance and media lies are gone. Even if the media continues to push more lies, we all know now, and we can see right through them. Governor Gavin Newsom was speaking with one of the fire victims. She was on camera and told her that he was speaking with Joe Biden on his cell phone at that minute. She asked to speak with President Biden, and Newsom was a bit speechless because Biden was not on a phone. Actually, he was at the Jimmy Carter funeral, and there was absolutely no cell service. With everyone watching, he blatantly lied. He couldn't get away with it. It was as if the smoky clouds cleared away. What a massive clearing we're going to have in 2025, and this action is just the beginning. Mars is in Cancer, and it's enhanced by the moon. This energy is all about communication, the family, children, and learning. Things will be changing with our schools and universities in 2025. There's a new light coming, a new way of learning, and the old ways are being shut down. The instruction in colleges and universities will change globally, all around the world. Also, with Jupiter in Gemini, our way of travel is going to change. How we go through security and board a plane, seeing a difference in the airports, is all going to change for the better. Also, cars and how we travel in them will change as we get more and more used to having cars without drivers. Yes, everyone is uneasy about that right now, but it's going to change, and the new way will begin to happen. Also, Uranus in Taurus trines the Sun in Capricorn. Uranus is a very electrical planet and causes sudden change. The planet is the great awakener and wakes us up to the unbalanced unknown. The discovery of Uranus brought us a cotton gin in 1793, and that's when people found out that machinery could be helpful with chores and production of goods and services. This was the beginning of invention and the Industrial Revolution. Then came electricity, another aspect of Uranus. Can you imagine if we didn't have electricity? Electricity is what we use for power, and that's going to change with Uranus trining the Sun. This may be only one day that we have this full moon, but it will ignite progress with electricity, how we travel, medical breakthroughs, and inventions. But most of all, don't forget that Uranus is the great awakener. Our spiritual lives are really going to expand. We're in the process of ascension, so keep that in mind. We are truly awakening to a new world and the way leaders govern the world. The Sun represents the government and leaders. Uranus is trining the Sun in Capricorn, and that brings new rulings in government and politics. Kings, presidents, prime ministers, chiefs, corporate heads around the world. And after 2 years of producing these podcasts, I really hope that astrology and the natural energetic connection between people become more mainstream. Sure, we probably are aware of the sun sign astrology, but that's not true astrology. And sun sign astrology probably has done a disfavor to the science of astrology. When you really understand the entire astrological chart, you certainly will develop a respect for this study of the heavens, of space, and its energetic effect on this tiny planet Earth. So many people have opinions of astrology without ever studying it. But Uranus rules astrology, and luckily, in 2025, there will be a new awakening for astrology, recognizing the science and what it can do to help and enhance science and research and awareness. Always remember that the wise men found the Christ child using astrology. We are going to have a spiritual awakening now that the nodes have moved into Pisces and Virgo, which they are doing as I give this broadcast. I am a Pisces, sun and moon, and I have been feeling such surges of energy the past few days with glimpses of where my new path will take me. Let's talk about the transiting nodal axis, which is happening now as I do this podcast on January 12, 2025. The north and south nodes moved out of Aries Libra into Pisces Virgo until July of 2026. It's an 18-month cycle. But what does it all mean? It's related to the moon, and the points are not planets. They are energetic points in space, electric magnetic points in space. When you work with your natal birth chart and the karmic nodes, you can learn how to manifest, so they are extremely important. You are born with the natal nodal axis, and that never changes. But what I am talking about tonight is the transiting nodal axis. The north node in your birth chart never changes and shows you your karma for this lifetime, where you are meant to head for. what your spiritual path is. The path fulfills the soul who is requesting it for your highest learning. When we look at the nodes collectively, there is a shift every 18 months. This is the path for the entire planet, the collective, but it operates at the soul level. The north node is where we're headed collectively, and the south node is what we've already achieved or accomplished or completed. Although we are moving away from the south node's energy, we incorporate it on our new journey. Pisces and Virgo are opposites. Look at your birth chart and see where they are located for you. They will tell you where the activity is in the next 18 months and how that will affect you. My nodes are in Pisces Virgo, and they land in the third house and the ninth house of my chart, although my north node is in Virgo, not Pisces. So the next 18 months is going to be very interesting for me. There will be a lot of focus with communication, siblings, the oldest son, and the neighborhood. The nodes are extra important around the eclipses because the eclipses occur in the same house that the nodes are located. The eclipses show us major permanent change. For the next 18 months, the nodes show us where we need to focus as a collective. We focus on whatever Pisces represents and incorporate the energies of Virgo. As the nodes begin their journey, the North Pisces node is conjuncting Neptune. It becomes exact on February 7th. This axis is the health axis. It has to do with prescriptions, your blood, your immune system, viruses, and healing of viruses. So it's very important. It's very important that you are in peak shape over the next 18 months. Virgo has a lot to do with detoxification and purifying. And you may go through a detox, fasting, change your diet, juicing. Be sure to get good sleep and have good food. Do all that you can to be strong and healthy. It's interesting that all of the outer planets are changing signs at this time. That's unheard of. This will be an extremely active period of transformation of the collective and the entire planet. A lot of the themes of the nodal axis are feeding into that. It's transformation time. The North Node is moving from Aries to Pisces, and Neptune is moving from Pisces to Aries. Do they cancel out each other? No, they don't. The nodes act on a deeper, more spiritual level. For example, take the California fires in LA. They were difficult to contain, and they still are. Because of why? Lack of water. What does Neptune rule? It's the god of the sea. Neptune rules water. In Pisces, there's water to the extreme. In Aries, the water dries up. There isn't any. Neptune also rules illusions, lies, drugs, and hiding from the public. The public did not know that the water wasn't there. The public did not know that there was no water in the fire hydrants. Somebody spread the illusion that they were safe up in the Pacific Palisades and ignored the fact that the water wasn't being let into the fire hydrants. It caused a disaster. The truth came out, but it came out in a very uncomfortable and perhaps unnecessary manner. Pisces is about your inner creativity, your ideas, your daydreaming, your visualizations. Aries is about taking action, taking the steps to make them come true, visualizing your future. So we just went from taking action against lies, deceits, and upsets, and we've just moved into inner creativity, your ideas, and your visualization. What a year this is going to be. I know I keep saying that. With the fires as a lead into this transformative change, the energy is helping all of us see that the earth is sacred as a living consciousness, and helping us to rediscover and remember all of the ancient wisdom, shamanic practices, plant medicine, herbal medicine, energy body work, all those things we've really started to see and to understand. Our earth has so much wisdom to help us with our health. Why do they call old-time cures alternative medicine when it was the original medicine? In 2025, this type of medicine will become more mainstream. The pharmaceutical companies will try to make them illegal as they lose millions of dollars in many healing scams. About the Neptune conjunction. Neptune, although it's exactly conjunct the North Node on February 7th, will remain at 29 degrees, the critical degree, or extreme degree, all through March while conjoining the North Node. We also have an eclipse on March 14th. It's in Virgo, and there's a solar new moon eclipse on March 29th at 29 degrees, and that's in Aries. This energy will bring some very big issues with flooding and water along the seacoast worldwide. It will also bring out a lot of hidden truth. We are also moving away from the Virgo micromanagement lower mind lists. Perfectionism that has very much been a part of our lives to date. We are going with the flow and surrendering to the divine. This surrendering is not about giving up or saying, what's the point? This is on a much higher level. Surrendering to the divine flow. The highest point in Pisces offers us and promises transcendence. True ascension. This will be absolutely beautiful for those who are on their spiritual path. It will remind us that our reality is much more mutable. Pisces is a mutable sign and very adaptable. It's a water sign with no boundaries. It's not fixed. This energy is magical and multidimensional. Fairies, elves, and magic wands. It connects us to the magical side of life. Make a wish and it will come true. See it, dream it, and be it. Ask and it shall be given. We will start becoming masters of our fate. Many people will be seeking how to raise their vibration, how to meditate, and how to use music to raise your vibration, how to visualize and realize. Also, how to let go of fear. The rest of this decade is beyond words and beyond description in terms of transformation and ascension. We're now going to take a break for our weekly cosmic tip, which is very interesting. Listen carefully. I'll be back after this. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for a weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report, week of January 13th through January 19th, 2025. The full moon in Cancer asks you to balance your emotional nurturing needs with your worldly responsibilities. This full moon is aligned with assertive Mars, which has been retrograde since December 6th, 2024. Make certain your actions are aligned with your emotional needs. Cancer is associated with food and nutrition, so pay attention. Stay on track with your dietary plan. Home repairs can also be on your to-do list. Both the Moon and Mars make a helpful trine to visionary Neptune and the spiritual destiny nodes of the Moon, which have just changed. Meditate on what your soul wants to focus on this new year. Then put into action and work towards your intent. Note that the nodes have moved into Pisces and Virgo tonight as I'm speaking to you, January 12th, until July of 2026. You and the world are beginning a 1.5-year quest to bring things of a higher vision into practical use in the world while bursting any illusions that you might be holding along your path. Also of interest now is the alignment of Venus and Saturn in Pisces, both challenging Jupiter in Gemini. Part of you is screaming to open a new plan for your life, and another part is dazed and confused as to what that means for you. Part of you says, let's get this show on the road, and another part of you advises to take a slow and methodical approach to as yet unknown changes. On Monday, January 13th, the full moon is in Cancer, sextiling Uranus in Taurus, and is in a loose conjunction with Mars, which is still trine Neptune. Also, Mars is still slightly aspected by Pluto, while the Sun trines Uranus. This energy is intense, and it will help us bring to a close the things we need to let go of. On Tuesday the 14th, Venus squares Jupiter in Gemini. On the 16th, the Sun reaches the exact opposition to Mars. This energy will help us close any chapters concerning unhealthy situations that have been blocking and stopping us from moving forward, perhaps even from birth. This Cancer full moon is making a large number of beneficial aspects. The energy is fortifying us with strength, resolve, vision, and the courage to set things right in our life. It may take slow, steady change over the course of this new year to fully break free from any form of domestic opposition, but any steps taken at this time will lead to a much healthier home and family life in the future. This week could be tricky for dating and romance. If you are single, beware of any hot, cold suitors who love-bomb you on Tuesday, only to be aloof and detached on Friday. This behavior is a definite red flag. Watch out for narcissism. If you are already in a relationship, you may have experienced several problems with your partner. Best to wait until the weekend to work things out. The days around this full moon could be stormy and emotionally challenging. We can no longer ignore the differences that arise around us in the world. It takes a lot of patience and insight to meet the different needs of everyone. Practice serenity and stay centered with yourself. Try not to shut yourself off from the challenges, but engage with the emotional events to avoid becoming rigid. The weekend brings clarity, stability, and good times. Loving vibes come bouncing back on Saturday. Follow your intuition with how you spend your energy. Whether single or in a relationship, it's best not to get too emotionally involved. Better to be spontaneous and doing fun things to strengthen your bonds of love. On Sunday, January 19th, Venus joins Saturn in Pisces. It's perfect for talking things over and for engaging in deep, meaningful conversations to plan for the times ahead. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some reading time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program.
I'm back, and that was your weekly cosmic tip. As we pass through these next few years, there will be much creativity coming forth. As I explained with Neptune and Mars, it's a highly creative time. And with the Pluto and Aquarius in the mix, the creativity coming forward will seem like it's off the planet. The younger school children are producing wonderful, unbelievable artwork, writings, and music. It's quite mind-blowing. Also, they're very intuitive and tend to be psychic at times. Making useful products out of waste. Figuring out how to produce free energy. These are what the kids are doing, among other things. It's good to make you aware of these gifts. This is partly the shift to the spiritual, using intuition, vibration, and vision. We may also see, because of the trine between Uranus and Pluto, altered states of consciousness, which is very Pisces, being achieved through virtual reality, through technology. Please use discernment at this time. There will be incredible technological surges as we go through this technology growth. Really take care of even the smallest decisions about things that you are participating in that may lead you to a bigger, non-spiritual timeline. And you'll realize it and you'll say, oh my, this isn't the timeline I intended to be on. Some of these will prevent you from rising your vibration or ascending in a natural way, like alcohol and drugs do. I have so many examples of that experience. My book, Psychic Attack, which is on Amazon, gives examples and some good clearing exercises in case that happens to you. This period of time is about developing our inner innate consciousness, our personal spiritual technology, our divine connection. And that's very important for me to point out to you. Using outer technology takes your inner power away. Dissolving employment is next on the list. There will be many robotic technologies that can do what you have been hired to do. There are so many social implications with that. If you use technological means, what will happen to the people who are not working, who have been relieved of a job? Remember the old road toll booths? This will become a big issue in 2025 and 2026. Another thing that comes up with this is our water supply. There will be incredible discoveries about water, its value and use. Several people are doing incredible work with water as divine intelligence, as a primary evolutionary force. That research will continue and expand. Scientific researchers into water are teaching us so much. But it can be water in other ways. The oceans, the seas, our drinking water. It can be pollution, toxicity that we have to stay alert to. You know, we're all 75% water. It is very, very important. The media and pharmaceutical companies, drugs, alcohol, addictions of all kinds. They're very Piscean. And Pisces can also be linked to states of confusion or overwhelm. I feel like I'm adrift at sea, which is Pisces. I have all this information, all this detail, which is Virgo. I feel as if I can't get organized. I just can't make any sense of it. We may well have those feelings. For some people, they may even begin to feel a little psychotic. In 2025, the truth is coming out, all of it, and this will be huge. Deception will be a part of the journey as well. Truth comes to light, which is Pisces, the shedding of the veil, losing the illusion, and great disillusionment. A strong sense of deception. How do you feel when you found out you've been deceived? You will need to watch out for that at this time. It's almost like meeting one of your favorite movie stars and then going through disillusionment. That's happened quite a bit. Just goes to show you that you shouldn't worship other people. Phishing. P-H-I-S. That's computer language for trying to scam you. That's linked to Pisces, as well as prisons, hospitals, charities, nonprofits, and shipping, and the Navy. The Navy in every country, as well as homeless, destitute, migration, and climate refugees. You're going to be hearing that word a lot over the next few years. Climate refugees, which means that they had to leave where they were living because of earthquakes, mudslides, fires, whatever, and they have to go someplace else to live.
what is true and what is not may create a foggy state of Pisces. Don't let that mind fool you. A good mantra for you is, my mind is protecting my heart. My mind is protecting my heart. You can use grounding techniques to help you stop the buzz in the head from the overload. We are shifting from the mind to the heart. Grounding will be necessary in 2025. We have Pluto in Aquarius and Jupiter in Gemini. Jupiter moves into Cancer in July, which could help with the buzzing somewhat. You can expect lots of static and overload of the mind in 2025. Grounding will be very important. Walk out on the grass. Go sit against a tree. There's lots you can do to ground yourself. One more thing that is so interesting. The nodal axis always is a clue of past life connections. It's fascinating. When your nodal axis conjoins another person's planet, any planet, there is a past life connection. This is the strongest past life connection that we have in astrology. If your natal north node is conjunct to a person's natal south node, it's a divine setup, and your meeting in this lifetime was planned before you were even born. It's very strong. It's like a contract signature. We all say that we want to complete our contracts, but the nodal axis shows you what you signed up to do. The transiting planet that conjoins your nodal axis, that energy can last at least 2 years. I'm going to tell you a story about my son. I had two marriages, so the second marriage, my husband adopted the son that I had in the first marriage. I wasn't studying astrology at the time, but when I did, I realized that my husband's north node conjuncted my son's Saturn at 29 degrees Capricorn. That was amazing to me. It was critical. It meant that they were father and son in a past life, and that my husband was fulfilling some kind of a promise that he made to the universe before he was born. Then I had another son in the second marriage, and his rising sign is in Capricorn. So his rising sign conjuncted my husband's north node and my other son's Saturn. Amazing! What an amazing setup. My oldest son, Vance, was in China and came back in August of 2022 to help his father. His father passed away in his arms in September of 2023. That's karma. That is definitely karma. So the north and south nodes can take you to many, many mystical places. There's so many questions that we have about afterlife, about past lives, and about the universe. Each week, I'm trying to teach you a little bit, and I have a lot more to learn myself. We're going to take a break and listen to our song, and I'll be back after this.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and that was Frank Sinatra singing the song Cycles. Every time I hear that song, it just overwhelms me. Whoever wrote it sure did know what he was talking about. And Frank always does a beautiful job with any song he sings. The lessons are finished for tonight. We're going to go right into our final music and meditation. I hope you enjoyed tonight. It was very interesting for me to present it to you. I really appreciate your listening every week, and I would love to hear from you. The email is elizabeth@new-visions.com. Drop me a line when you get a chance. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you again next week. Good night.
And now it's time for the Let's Find Out meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor, spine straight, close your eyes. Take some deep breaths and begin to relax. Feel the light pouring into your crown chakra throughout your body. God is the foundation of health, prosperity, wisdom, and eternal joy. We make our life filled and complete when we have daily contact with God. Take the time. Give your attention to the Almighty Power that is giving you life, strength, and wisdom. Pray that unceasing truth flow into your mind, unceasing strength flow into your body, unceasing joy fill your soul. Take a deep breath. Feel the Shakti energy filling you up with light. Feel your inner self tingling and receiving this light, and thrilling at the freedom and joy it brings. Feel this light flowing through your entire being. Become one with the spiritual energies of your blessed higher self. Join your body with your universal body. Feel it. Join with it. Meld into it and become the light being that you are. Take a deep breath. Know your strength, know your path, and walk it as a son or daughter of God.